Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. Your Half Hour Inspirational Program is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host for the evening. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. Tonight's topic is In God's Time. Once again, tonight's topic is In God's Time. We're going to invite the presence of the Lord into our programming this evening, and please ask you to stand by. Father, we thank you for all of your blessings. We pray for the forgiveness of our sins. We ask that you would be with us in a special way. Keep us protected and safe from harm and danger. And help those that are listening tonight that they may be filled with the Spirit, your Spirit, that is. And these are the blessings we thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. In God's time. You know, there may have been times when people have sat around and been depressed or some other things may have happened in their lives and they just feel like, you know what, I'm running out of patience. I just can't seem to land the job that I want. I just can't seem to land the marriage seems to be just completely in disarray. The children don't seem to be obedient. You know, you just feel like you want to give up on life. You want to throw in the towel. You don't want to be bothered anymore with anything. And you feel like God has just deserted you. He's out for lunch. He's out for dinner. He's in another part of the world. Things are just not going or working out for you. And you just figure, you know what? Okay, I've messed up in my life. You know, I've been praying to God for forgiveness. I've been trying to get my life on track, but I just can't seem to, for some reason, get my life in order. What is going on with me? Why can't God listen to me? Why isn't God hearing me? Why isn't God answering my prayer? Why aren't things turning around? Well, you know, God says in his word that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. And see, when we start to look, when we start to look at this, we can say, you know what? God is real. These things are happening. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens in its season. And things happen when God wants it to happen. You're not going to be able to rush God. You're not going to be able to dictate to God. The way that you establish your relationship with God is to come to him as you are, the way that you are, and to have faith. To have faith. You know, the Bible talks about faith. And then with your works, the Bible says that without faith, faith is impossible to please God. And the Bible also says that without faith, works are dead. You know, without your works, your faith, you know, it takes works, your works. But you have to come to God by faith and just believing. You know, you say, well, God, I'm going after the job, this particular job. That might not be the job that God wants for you. That may not be the job that God has for you. If you leave it to God, I can testify to this. You give it to God and you leave it with him and you just go about your daily business. It will turn out to be a situation where when it's God's timing, when it's what he wants, it's going to happen. When it's God's time, when it's orchestrated by God, it's going to happen and there is no way nobody can do anything about it because when God opens that door for you, no one can close that door. when God closes that door that he doesn't want you to go through, no one can open that door. And so no matter what's going on around you, no matter what's happening, God has got, this whole world belongs to him. Everything in it belongs to him. Ecclesiastes 8:6 tells us, for there is a time and a way for everything, although man's troubles lies heavy on him. So even though, no matter, as I said earlier, what you're having to go through, you know, what you think you're experiencing now, you know, there's a time. And there's also a way for everything. You know, even though you may feel that your troubles lie heavy on you right now, but there's a time when you will be delivered. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 tells us, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Now, you know, we begin to look and we say, well, I really enjoy watermelon. I really do. Watermelon is one of my favorite fruits. And so I will look for watermelon all year round, even though it's out of season, but I'm trying to find it. But what I have discovered is that during the season, I have discovered that during the holiday season, that watermelon, when it's off season, it doesn't taste the same. And I know that they're planting fruit maybe in off season, but when I catch that watermelon on off season, it doesn't taste the same. It really doesn't. And it may be the same for other fruit that will not, that are not producing in their natural element of their season. So these things happen. So, you know, there's no difference. God does things in his time. God has set aside time to orchestrate things to take place, to manifest. And the more we realize that, you know what, God's got this, the more we realize that, you know what, it's going to happen in God's time. It's not going to happen in our time. So that's one of the things that you got to be able to give it to. You got to be able to trust him where you can't trace him. And God will come through for us. And so that's what you've got to be able to do. He will come through for you. Give it to God in his time. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you don't want it to be his time, because God is not going to move. God is not moved by what you want things to be. That's not how God operates. God operates in his time. Who can dictate to God? Who can tell God what to do? Who can order him? You know, he orchestrates everything out there. Everything out there, you know, is under his power, is under his wings, is under his might, is under his strength, is under his being. So no matter what you think that you can order him on, you can't order God on stuff. God got this all the way through. And there's the only thing that you can do is try and hope and pray that you can maintain your faith and your belief and your strength and faith in God, that he will see you through. And let me tell you something. Just go through life like, you know what? God has got my circumstances in his view. God has got my condition in the palm of his hand. God has got my circumstances, the thing that my life is encompassed about. He has that, notwithstanding the fact that we have free will. Yes, we do. We have free will. And within that, we can exercise to believe in God or choose not to believe in God. But I can tell you this. I believe that having a belief in God is much greater than, you know, your life. Because when you start to, it's much greater than perhaps those who just take on every challenge of life and think that they can solve every problem. That is humanly impossible. That is humanly impossible, that you think you're going to come in and take on every challenge and be able to solve every problem yourself. And see, when people who start to think like that, when the problems become insurmountable, then you start to look and say, well, my goodness, I can't handle this. And a lot of those people begin to bring on self-inflicted illnesses and conditions and circumstances and situations. And they begin to realize that, you know what, I don't have the power that I thought I may have had. Because you've tried to do it yourself. And you don't have anyone that you're relying on. And that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to take your situation and give it to him. And say, God, and ask him for help on it. If you think that you're so powerful that you can do it by yourself, why not ask God? God, please, will you help me with this situation? Direct me, God. Order my steps. Show me. Show me, God, what you want me to do. Take me there, oh God. And I believe without a shadow of doubt, God will see you through. All right, let's take a look at some more things, and then I'm going to tell you a story before we conclude tonight about a man who, you know, was losing the faith in God and how God came through for him in God's own time. Not because he was thinking that the man was going to lose faith, but God had a plan for him. And what happened was sometimes when you don't hear God answering you right away, God is already working the thing out for you. He's already worked it out for you. It just becomes a test of your patience. And if you're willing to wait it through, you will see. He will see you through it. All right? And Galatians 6:9 tells us, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And see, that becomes so important. That becomes so important. That Galatians 6, I want you to read that. Galatians 6, verse 9, it looks like. And let us, I'm going to read it again for you here. And let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And I think that that is so important. So important. So keep that in mind. Just don't give up. Don't give up your faith in God. Don't give up your belief in yourself. Don't give up your belief in God. Just keep standing firm. Just keep standing strong and knowing that God will see you through. He's going to see you through. He tells us that in his word. He will see you through. And you've got to believe that. You've got to believe that without a shadow of a doubt. And he's going to work it out for you. All right, here's another scripture that we're telling you about. When it comes to God's timing, if you're just joining us this evening, we're talking about the topic this evening is in God's time, in God's time. Let me take you to some of the other scriptures that we have that deal with God's time. Psalms 37, verses 3 and 4. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, that is so important. That is so important. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. It can't get any better than that. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. We're going to speak on that particular issue and what it means to delight yourself in the Lord. And I think we're going to have a show topic on that. We're going to do a show topic on delighting yourself in the Lord. All right, but for this evening, in God's time, in God's time. Okay, now, 2 Peter 3:8. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. You see, time has no relevance when it comes to God. You know, 1,000 years, the scripture tells us, is like one day to God. And one day is like 1,000 years to God. So there's no relevance there. Time is only relevant when it comes to us as humans, as we think and we schedule and we plan here on earth. But with God, time is irrelevant. God is time. God is it all. He's everything that there is to be. And that's what we have to, that's what we're not realizing, that that's what it is. And so now, as we look back and we reflect on this, what we're looking at now is that scripture, that everything works in God's time according to how he wants it to be. Let's take you through another one, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make a straight. He will make straight your path. You know, let's take a look at here, Habakkuk 2, 3. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Luke 18:27. But he said, what is impossible with men, what is impossible with men is possible with God. You see, now, you know, if we just think about it, man, we're limited in what we can do. We're quite limited in what we can do. But with God, there are no limitations. God can do anything he wants to do. Anything he wants to do. God can appear wherever he wants to appear. He can have speak whatever he wants to speak. The more I find myself honestly speaking about God, the more I find myself getting a thorough and better understanding of how God operates. And I'm going to send that challenge out there to you all, that what you do is you start finding a way, to start getting into the Word of God. Get into the Word of God so that God can, the Word of God becomes right into you. Get into the Word of God. And you see how getting into the Word of God, he will bring delight into your path. He will bring joy. He will bring peace. You know, sometimes couples go through things. Husband and wife, those that are engaged, relationships in and of themselves are not an easy thing, because you've got two people coming from different walks of life that are coming together. You know, even the little boys and the little girls that call themselves boyfriend and girlfriend, they get all entangled with the emotions. And then before you know it, there's something goes wrong. Somebody's upset, whether the little boy or little girl. Watch these elementary school kids. You have them, those of you all that are adults that are listening to this broadcast tonight, you have them as children, many of you all. Watch their behaviors. And listen, I'm pretty sure they're not angels when they're outside of your presence. If you really want to get to know who your children really are, check with some of the friends that they're keeping company with. Talk to some of their teachers. They will give you some pointers on your child. Because your child, you know, oftentimes parents think that their children are perfect angels. But, you know, the Bible tells us that there are none that are good. But, you know, there is some goodness in us. And God loves us so much that he wants the best for us. And I'm just telling you here, we're talking about tonight's topic, in God's time. In God's time. And as I was talking about earlier, that people are going through something, when you talk about couples, I mean, it can be a very challenging situation, especially marriage. It can be very challenging. And that's why it becomes so important that you seek God in the decision of the person that you're choosing to spend the rest of your life with, for better or for worse. That becomes so important, because anybody who leaves God out of their marriage, going into a marriage, that's like trying to say, well, let me get on a plane that has, you know, I'm in the air, and let's let this plane operate on one wing. One wing. And you are going to have not only the turbulences going downhill, spiraling downhill, but there's a good chance that you're going to be killed in a plane that's spiraling down. and on one, because you chose to let it operate on one wing. To me, I associate that connotation to be trying to be in a marriage or trying to take on a married, a partner for life, you know, where you have those vows, till death do us part. That's like saying, God, I don't need you in this, when in fact God is the manufacturer of the institution of marriage. That doesn't mean, in my opinion here, that every marriage is of God. There, not every marriage is of God, because there are some people who just went through this thing and said, you know what, I'm not asking God's blessing on this. Let me just go to the courthouse, and that's fine if that's the choice that you made, or let me just do this through a church ceremony, whatever your choice is. But if you have not sought God out, you know, for the mate that you're going to choose, you are setting yourself up. You could be setting yourself up for a rude awakening. Because, you know, unless, the Bible tells us, unless God builds a house, you know, and you need to go and find these scriptures and these thoughts that I'm sharing with you all. Unless God builds a house, you know, unless God builds a house, the workman labors in vain. And you need to check this out, because that spouse that you choose to say I do to, that is marriage, is the, in my opinion, again, marriage is the most important decision that you'll ever make in your life. Because once you enter into it, if you decide that that's not for you and you don't enter out of it rather quickly from that point, there's a long haul that can take place in dealing with marriage. And then when there are children involved and finances involved and other things that tie and bond you together legally, then it can be very devastating. A woman changes her name to the husband's name. And then if it doesn't work out, now she's got to deal with, you know, the new names that she's had. You know, if this is her first, second, or third, or fourth marriage, she got to deal with all those different names. You know, and people begin to know her as this or know her as that. It almost seems like you're pretending. I don't want to throw this out there, but since I'm thinking it, I don't want you all to feel that there's a mystery that I'm saying. It almost seems like it's, you know, one would think, is it better to just hold on to my father's name? You know, that's what some women might be thinking. Is it better to just hold on to my father's name? But then the Bible talks about leaving and cleaving and being as one. Now, we're talking about the spiritual component of marriage. When you have sought God out and say, God, please, God, don't let me make a mistake. I mean, you beg with him. You plead with him. You wrestle with him until he gives you that answer. If you see some signs, you better run and run quickly, because I'm telling you, that could be the most rude awakening that you will ever encounter. But then on the other hand, if God gives you that sign, he gives you that okay, then you know what? The devil's going to come along, and he's not going to be happy about that. He's not going to be happy about that at all. When God gives you that sign and says, go through with this, my child, he gives you that sign. Or if you ask for a sign and that sign didn't come, for example, you might ask for a double rainbow. I know a guy once asked for a double rainbow as to whether or not to marry this woman, and he asked for it on a specific date. He certainly did. And let me tell you something. He says, well, God, if the rainbow comes on that date, sometime within that day, he didn't put an hour, you know, let me tell you something. If you delight yourself in God, he says it in his word. If you delight yourself in God, he will delight himself in you. He will do that. So why not delight yourself in God? You know, you might look at it as magic, but it's not magic. It's the word of God. But God's word is so powerful, it's not going to fail. And so when you take on, the story is told about the man who took on, you know, decided to pray for the wife that God would have him, and he came up with his little formula for what he was looking for. And of all the ladies that he dated, there was this one that fit the formula. And he prayed and he fasted. And he even asked the lady, you know, because they were considering marriage, he asked her to pray and fast as well. And she did. So they both prayed and fasted. And let me tell you something. The negative signs that they were looking for, they asked God for, they were begging and pleading, because this was both their second marriages. They were begging and pleading. God, please don't let me make a mistake. Please don't let me go forward with this if this is not the person you want me to spend the rest of my life with. God, please, please, please. And I believe that's what you need to be doing out here, especially in these days and these times. And lo and behold, that couple did marry because they didn't see any negativity, any negative signs or anything coming from God. So they took that to believe that that was God's sign of approval to go forward with it. They both prayed. They both fasted. Neither of them came together and said, well, I saw this sign, and let me run away. Boy, let me run far away from you. The man never said to the woman, well, you know what? I saw this sign. God gave me this vision. He gave me this dream. None of those things happened. But the couple, they came together. And just like probably most couples out there, they went through their turbulent stages. They went through their early stages of life. They went through their turbulence. And I'll tell you something. I think, you know, and that was to me, that was the enemy trying to come in to separate something that God had put together. Because, see, if you think about it, if they did all their praying and their fasting, all they need to do is hold on to their faith. And a better day is coming. But the couple, you know, once in a while, the guy will threaten that he's divorced. The woman, rare, but has said that, you know, she might leave, you know. And the guy responding to that, he may have an attitude, okay, well, go, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But that's the enemy. That's the enemy. What joined God, the word tells us that what God has joined together, let no man set asunder. And I believe that that marriage is of God. And I believe that the enemy, if you let him in, he's going to come in and try to steal, kill, and destroy that marriage. And so to that couple, all they need to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand. And in time, you know, the couple hadn't even been married for 4 years. And in time, all they've got to do is just hold on. When that man feels like he wants to say certain things, he needs to hold his peace. He needs to hold his tongue. When that woman feels like she wants to say certain things, she needs to just pray, you know, in her heart, sing a melody of tune to God. And he needs to do the same thing. And they need to just hold on to that tongue, which is deadlier than a two-edged sword, because those words, once they go out there, they cannot be retrieved. Even when you're saying, I'm sorry, I apologize, words bring so much damage, and you've got to be careful prophesying and cursing your own marriage. Be careful of what you say. Be careful of what you do, the actions that you take on, because all of those things that make the marriage vulnerable is another ploy for the devil to come in and exercise his power. And he's real. He is real. He was kicked out here on earth. And anything that God has put together, he is spending his career, he's made a career out of it, trying to destroy that, to distract that, trying to kill that. And that's what you don't want to happen. You keep your marriage prayed up to God on a daily basis. You pray for your spouse's flaws that you might see. Because let me tell you something, you can't change that person. God can change us. You just pray to God, God, change me. It's me standing in the need of prayer. But pray for your significant other. Pray for them. Lord, help them where they're running short. Let God pick out their flaws. But you pray for them daily, 2 and 3 times a day. God, bless my wife. God, bless my husband. You know, God, because that's the institution. And together, there's a mystery of the oneness that God talks about. And you will find when you come together and you weather that storm, you will see the mystery of the marriage unfold, that it will bring so much power, and God will get the glory, and he will delight himself in that marriage. We're out of time, but I want you to know, everything happens in God's time. And so I say to that couple out there, don't you give up. As the scripture says in Galatians 6:9, and let us not grow weary. Don't you grow weary in that marriage that you think is going falling apart, because it's not falling apart. If God ordained it, if God orchestrated it, if God directed it, if God gave you the orders, if God didn't give you the negativity on it, then you need to go forward with that and just be mindful that God, the woman that you gave me, God, the man that you gave me, you know, I'm going to continue to pray for him. I'm going to continue to pray for him, for her. Just keep lifting that person up in prayer. And in God's time, Galatians 6:9, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not time. So I say to you all out there, in due season, Galatians 6:9, you will reap, that marriage will reap, if you do not give up. To God be the glory. We're out of time. I trust that this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. You want to get closer to God? Get deeper into his word. Join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, where it's all about relationships. Of course, if you choose to bypass next Tuesday, join us here again live, 7 o'clock to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for your half-hour inspirational program. Until next Tuesday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.